Number five, this is a director's report. Director Susiewend.
Thank you, Vice Chair. I know we're behind, so I'll make this fairly short, which will go with my 1 week tenure here on the job. I want to start first with the public. Thank you and appreciation to the commission for putting me in a spot where I actually get to make this presentation. I know I truly was regarded as the wild card in going for this job, and I know you all had to take a leap of faith to put your trust in me to do the job. So thank you, and I'll do my best to make sure I maintain that trust. So this will be my first address. Obviously, you have a written report from staff. I like the report. I don't like to read reports, so I'm going to just step through, highlight a few things that are, I think, helpful, and also give you some idea where I think I'm headed in my current position, and then add a few things that aren't in the report at the end. So in the beginning of the report, we talk about some tours we did. I'm going to reiterate or highlight the Wainucci 7400 road that Commissioner McIsaac and Baker were at. It's a fairly small project, really, but it's huge to me. And the reason I want to highlight it is because it emphasizes a couple of areas that I want to focus on in my tenure. And that's partnership and getting excitement and enthusiasm and participation in what we do. So this is the Wainucci River. About 32 miles of it's floatable. The upper portion is owned by the Green Diamond Timber Company, and they closed access to it. Understandably so, they had a lot of vandalism, people misusing their property, launching boats, and then parking in the road so the loggers couldn't get to their jobs. So they shut it down, lost access to about half of the river. Through hard work of our staff, collaboration with the company, local fishers, guides, legislators, and others, we're able to get a new road punched in and a new, it's an unimproved launch, so it's basically launching from a gravel bar. But it opens up, doubles the amount of river we've got available on that Steelhead River. So people can get excited about getting out there. Those that are already fishing can distribute the pressure so they get a better quality experience. I've talked to a few people since. People are really excited. This is how we get folks excited about being out there and enjoying the resource. They have a better experience. They're a better client. They get other folks excited. So it's a great example of partnerships with folks that we don't normally partner with or don't always partner with, and also opening up access, which opens up opportunity, which helps us, not just in selling more licenses, like we'll talk about this afternoon in the budget, but by getting more people excited about it. You heard earlier, you get a kid hooked, and you got a kid for life, and those are our enthusiasts that we need to. So small project, we just need about a few hundred more, and we'll be started on our way. Southern resident killer whale, you've already heard about that. I just want to say that it was a good meeting this week on the task force. Really highlighted and driven by some of the recent activities with the killer whale, J-Pod, J-50, the young whale that's suffering. Our folks are going to be providing Chinook salmon, I think today or tomorrow, to get out with the Lummi to actually try to feed J-50 and try to make some progress there. And again, it just emphasizes the value of that. And our crew is doing a great job on that. Chairman Smith is on the committee, as well as Amy Windrop. Enforcement, it's in your book as well. This is an area we need to really focus on. I haven't had a chance to even sit down and have my one-on-one with Chief Barry yet, but it's coming up. Real difficulty for us. We were down enforcement officers. We're not necessarily competitive. We've got too many vacancies. This is another area I want to focus on. And also highlight that through an internship program, really some innovative ideas internally to help grow our own and fix our own problem. But that's a great start. We need to do more, and I'll probably be addressing the commission a lot about this in the coming months. Some great stuff on other outreach we've done. You're going to hear today at lunch, if you're here for the committee meeting on PHS, you've already heard a little bit about it. I wanted to highlight this. It's controversial for sure, but this is really where we can make a mark on the habitat side. We're the Department of Fish and Wildlife, and our fish and wildlife programs are big programs. It doesn't do any good if we don't have habitat to support that. So one of the areas I want to emphasize is kind of upping the profile of our habitat program and upping our game on helping preserve and protect habitat. Suction dredging, you've heard a little bit about. We are making progress. The 101 is out. That's a proposal to do rule. We've had listening sessions, and we'll be following up with further briefings. Stuff that's not in your report, we have hired a Region 5 regional director. Her name is Cassina Lee. She comes to us from the great Agency of Ecology. That was well in process before I started. Maya Bellin, the director of ecology, told me she doesn't believe me, so we have some mending to do there. I do, certainly. I think she'll be great. Great people skills, great biological background, really, really a good add, I think, and an opportunity for us to move forward. My life in the last week, just getting started. I have started my meetings with staff. It's so far been by far the best part of my job. I think it will be going forward. Incredibly effective, incredibly brilliant, incredibly dedicated staff. That's really, wow. If we're doing great things and having great people, that's been really great. Again, focusing on relationships, a lot of tribal outreach. We have met with the Point No Point tribes, or I have with staff. It was really around hunting, but it opens the door to start having that conversation around the boat launch as well. Also met with a lot of the producers we heard here from the Northeast. That was very helpful for us as well. And so making that, and if you as commissioners have particular groups you think I'm missing or should make a highlight of, my calendar's filling up rapidly, but we'll keep putting them in there and make sure it happens. We have a congressional tour coming up. That'll be good to make that connection with the congressional folks too. So in interest of time and interest in my short tenure, I think that's it, unless you have questions for me.
Are you having fun?
I'm actually having it's overwhelming but perversely fun, yes.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. One quick thing on the matter of the Southern Resident Killer Whale Task Force. I've heard a little bit of feedback that the task force, which is supposed to come up with ideas, is spending quite a bit of time on fishing regulation changes, ideas that even could get into immediate changes. And I know the executive order tasked the department with coming in with some of these ideas. I've heard that there might be a little bit of naivety in that forum from folks who aren't very familiar with fishing regulation development and impact assessments. And have offered up some ideas that would come to the common mind about why don't we try this, why don't we try that. But it's a very complicated matter to determine whether it really makes a difference, how many fish really would be saved, what's the implication to economics, what's the implication to the killer whales, what age classes of fish. It's very, very complicated. So I would just urge that when those kind of ideas come to the floor, that the department have some of the fishing regulation experts there so that some of the naive thinking that goes on that might sound like an excellent idea to someone who's not familiar with how complicated that can be and what the real net effect is, will it even make a difference, that some of the ideas don't continue to float up that really aren't very good ideas.
Thank you. So I did attend the task meeting this week. I think it was this week. Lost track already. I've only been here a week, so I had to be right. I had the same concern going in, and I'm not the expert yet on these regulations as well, but I left with pretty good confidence. So those ideas are being discussed, but there's a pretty good vetting process there, and I'm pretty confident as they float up, the pragmatic side will be considered, and we'll get there.
I just want to weigh in on what Commissioner McIsaac said. I have a lot of colleagues from my past life that are on the task force and have been getting regular reports from them, even as recently as from Wenatchee. There's some real grave concerns about some of the ideas that are floating around that are frightening people. And I just want to make sure, Director, that as this evolution takes place, that at some point in time it may have to come across our desk for a review as well as policy folks, and we're here to help. So thank you.
Thank you.